Yes, fantastic day yesterday in Milford, Miles. Mostly because of a community effort and a community spirit. The race itself, the event, surpassed all the expectations, even of the most optimistic organizer. And I suppose the primary organizer was Hugh Call. And as I said last week, we were expecting maybe 150 at the most. But it turned out yesterday we had over 316 entrants, but they didn't all turn up for one reason or another. But we did have 290 participants taking part yesterday. And the weather, of course, was a big factor in the success of the event. But it's just that community spirit that was there with regard to helping out, because to run such an event as that over 59 kilometres, 37 miles of roadway requires a huge amount of marshalling and discipline. And that was very much evident yesterday. And it was the one thing that was commented on by nearly all the competitors who took part was how well the event was run and how well it was marshalled, particularly on the roads and indeed even on the water as well, which is very important to have safety in the water where the kayaking takes place. And it was one of those events. There was great atmosphere at the finish as well. We had two local physios, Michael McGlynn, of course, famous for Finn Harps, and Conal McFadden with Milford GAA, and indeed the county underage teams were doing physio work. And there was a DJ at the end, and there was tents, and there was obviously refreshments at the finish, and everybody got a printout of their time. So there was a great atmosphere at the finish also. So all in all, it lended itself to a fantastic event.
It certainly did. I saw a bit of it, and I saw the marshals in operation. So it was, on very busy roads. But yes. Maybe let's go to the results. And I understand that the man that won the race won the male section again.
Yes, Marty Lynch is from Melton, the barber from Letterkenny. He had a brilliant day yesterday again. He ran his 10K in it's probably a tad short of 10K, but he ran it in just over 36 minutes, in fact. And then he got in the kayak then, and him and Sean O'Donnell came out. Sean McFadden, who's the endurance specialist from Letterkenny, came out of the kayak together, and they headed off on their bikes towards Tyrakeel and on towards Knockalla. And it's just going up the steep climb at Knockalla that Marty started to open a gap on Sean. And that gap remained from there to the finish. And indeed, even Peter O'Donnell, who's another Milford athlete from Kilmacrenan, came through and caught Sean just before the mountain run. They ran up a very steep mountain and back down again up at Ochter Lynn. And then they headed on their bikes and back to Milford again from there via Rathmullen. So Marty won it 2:31.58. For the 59 kilometres, and Peter O'Donnell was second in 2:34.48, with Sean McFadden 2:40.08. And indeed, Michael McHugh from Cranford, a master athlete, again having a brilliant season, and he almost caught Sean McFadden. He was 35 seconds adrift of Sean at the finish. It was 2:40.43. Fantastic result there.
Certainly was. And what about ahead.
I was trying to go through the results there, and I've just haven't got the ladies' result to hand at the minute, which I must apologise to some of the ladies concerned.
I took a little look at it earlier, and Tara Cairn was the name that seemed to be the winner.
That's right. Tara Cairn lives, she's from Rathmullen, I think, and she's living in Kilmacrenan, the ladies was competitive as well. And indeed, one of our Milford athletes who were expecting to do well, Paula Higgerty, she had to withdraw at the kayak stage. She was very tired at that stage, and she was sickness and that, she had to retire. In the Masters ladies section, Siobhan McHugh from Cranford, indeed running with Milford, she won the Masters ladies in 1:24.57.
So a good day for the McHugh family of Cranford.
Yes, indeed, yeah.
That was Michael finishing in fourth, wasn't it?
Yeah, fourth in the long course. And then indeed there was a separate section then in the short course, the 29K event, which didn't include the hill run. And a fellow from Leitrim won it, a fellow called Michael Flood. Very good, again, a very accustomed competitor to the adventure race circuit, and he won it in 1:12.20, with a Milford man with a very famous Milford name and connection in athletics, as you would know, Miles, a fellow called Gerard Marley, the son of Liam Marley and nephew of Paddy Marley, was second in 1:16.13 with another famous name in sport, and particularly in soccer, from Ballyhearn in Fannadas, Johnny O'Doherty, was fourth in 1:18.56. A strong family connection and sport there in the short course race.
There certainly is. I suppose a number of members famous for playing with Fannad United and indeed further afield.
Yes, indeed. Uh-huh.
Okay, so overall a good, and so you can only build on that. I'm sure they'll be looking forward to it next year.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I mean that was the overall sentiment yesterday that. Both from the competitors taking part, that this could possibly be an event to build on and be one of the biggest of those type of events. There's an event down in the west of the county called War, which takes place in May, and it's now in its fourth year, and it's been very successful. And this now has only got its first year in Milford, and it's getting, I suppose, the success that maybe Hugh Call would have expected maybe in about its third year. So, hopefully we can build on it. And it was a learning curve yesterday for the other clubs, particularly the soccer and the Gaelic club, who probably weren't as familiar with this as maybe the athletic club, but they now know what it's about, and they will be able to add more input into it for the next year and years beyond that as well. So hopefully it's something we can build on, and certainly very very positive feedback coming from it back from it. And of course the scenery and the location down here lends itself to it as well. The bay down towards Kerrykeel was like glass yesterday, very scenic, and indeed then up around Knockalla and back down towards Auchterlinn again was very 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 scenic. So it lends itself as well to a sort of tourist type attraction too, and with a sporting content.
Well, James, well done, congratulations, and hopefully it'll go on next year and be as good as this year.
Indeed, yeah. And just to thank everybody that was involved yesterday, particularly all the marshals. There was over 90 marshals out from the various clubs, and the boat people on the water, and the Gardaí, and the council, and indeed the Red Cross, and all the sponsors. There were 27 individual sponsors, and just everybody. It takes everybody to run an event like this. And again, the main man who really got behind it was Hugh Call, and they say if you want to run an event well, you have to have a fanatic who can delegate well. And indeed, in Hugh, we had that he had the drive to do it, but he also had the ability to delegate where necessary, and that was very important as well.